Well, good morning, and welcome to Radio Fishin'. This is Fish and Frank, and we have Rodney's our guest appearance today. And Rodney's a local fisherman, motorcycle enthusiast, crazy car enthusiast, fishing enthusiast. Rodney's just enthusiastic is about all I can tell you.
That's so, pretty much it, Frank. That's pretty much it.
It's really nice to have you here, Rodney. And I can tell you, you know, the crowd just loves you. I mean, there they are. They're just, look at our studio audience is full today. We have just hundreds of people out here in the audience. Shut up, audience. Be quiet. Now we got an interview with Rodney going
on. Keep it down over there.
So, what's going on in the wide world of fishing?
Wild world of fishing. This season has been the most exciting season for me as being a person who loves nature and who loves to see different things every day. Because in the harbor, there's always something different to see. You catch things you never would think you'd catch, and it makes all around a good day. That's all I can say about this season so far.
It's been pretty good, huh?
It's been real good.
You know, a weird year, lots of rain, but the water never got hot. The fish stayed, even through all the fresh water and stuff. A little burst of red tide, and things are still going great. It's actually pretty cool out there. So what's your favorite thing to happen this year? What was the best day fishing?
The best day fishing, I think, was, but of course, everybody's favorite was snook season. And now, I love to eat snook, but I really love to just catch them. They're just such an acrobatic fish that, I don't know, if you're not going out for a big tarpon or something, you know, big old redfish, those snook are just so perfect to do what you want to do all day. Smile and have a good time.
Okay, so now, where generally do you like to snook fish? Do you do the canals, the spillways, the flats? What do you like? Where do you like to go?
I like to go on the flats. Flats gives a more opportunity for the fish to do everything that it's used to doing in the nature.
Yeah.
You know, it's just pure nature. If a fish strikes a bait, the fish goes off and it wants to catch another bait, and it keeps on going. And that's the main cause of everything that makes you excited, is the thrill of the fish attacking.
All right, now are you a lure guy or a live bait guy?
I'm both. That's the craziest thing. I'm both. I'm a lure guy and I love my shrimp. I'm sorry, I love my shrimp. White bait's good, but shrimp is by far the best.
I fish a lot of shrimp myself. I'll get white bait if it's easy to get. If not, I want to go fishing. I don't want to spend all day looking for bait.
Definitely.
So, okay, we're out on the flat, and now how do you rig up your shrimp? What kind of rigs do you use?
Well, usually I put on a popping cork, or depends on the tide or the day and how everything is flowing. I would usually use a circle hook and a decent sized shrimp and probably 10 to 15 pound leader.
Now I'm using 25, 30 pound leader on the snook. Use a lot heavier. I mean, I know you're one of those, okay, if I lose them, I lose them guys. But, you know, that's gutsy using that 15 pound leader up against the trees like that.
That's the light tackle excitement. That's what I thrive for. Matter of fact, my next combo is going to be even a lighter setup. I'm trying to go to 8-pound test and catch bigger fish. That's the goal. I've gone from 30-pound line to down to 10-pound line. So that means that my skills in fishing has really escalated ever since I got into fishing.
Well, that's what I did, and you're on the right track. The problem is years ago, I wanted to be able to catch big fish in really light line. Braided didn't exist back there. So I put the, 2-pound test on, I went out and couldn't land a fish. So I went back up to 15 and then honed my skills and then got to 12 and then got better and went to 10 and to 8, 6, 4, and finally down to 2-pound test.
Nice.
With a little leader on it, and actually was able to land these fish. But it took 2-3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I needed to perfect how I held the rod, how I did the drag. I'd use my hand against the spool, not using the drag on the reel, have it set very lightly and use my fingers to adjust the drag. All these little things that, you know, you're getting into now that allow you to fish lighter and lighter and lighter lines. It's a lot of fun. The learning experience was the best for me. Once I got down to 2-pound test and I was able to do it, well, I kind of went back to just regular fishing line and all that, but that whole learning thing was just cool. I really like that.
That's the best part of me. I got to learn a whole lot more and teach more people how I catch these fish and show them so they can escalate and elevate their level of experience so they can enjoy the same thing I enjoy.
Now, are you into top waters at all?
I'm totally into top water early in the morning. I wake up about 5 o'clock in the morning just so I can use my top water.
So what's your favorite top water lure?
I'd say the top water lure would be the Spook.
Any favorite color or just kind of mixed bag on colors?
I got a mixed bag of colors, but this one Spook I had for about 5 years consistently catching fish. It has a gold bottom mixed with a red orange, and just looks like a trout, small baby trout or small mullet, just swimming through the water making noise, and it gets crushed every time.
Isn't it amazing how you find that one lure, and I don't know what it is, but it's just got the magic mojo, you know what I mean? It's magic.
Definitely.
You take it out, you work it, you know you're going to get a fish. And I mean, it's actually, you know, I'm into that. I don't know. I wish, I don't know how to explain it to people, but you're sitting there, you're reeling, and it's like, and also whoosh.
Yeah, that's the most exciting thing, to see something come out of the water and attack the lure that you put on that you know was going to catch the fish. And it just, when it happens, it's just so much excitement, and it just makes just for a better, for just next time, you just
makes your blood pump,
makes your blood pump, you know. Yeah. And then yeah, the next morning you wake up thinking about the same thing. You just want that strike on top water, and you just want to see it for yourself with your own two eyes, you know.
My name is Rodney, and I'm an addict.
Yeah, definitely. I'm an addict to fishing and an addict to top water. And I have no shame in that game right there, man.
All right, so let's get down. Let's kind of wrap it up with one thing. If you're going to go out fishing today, let's say, do you do much shore fishing anymore, or are you pretty much in your boat?
I do shore fishing a lot. Okay. That's where I started.
If you were going to go shore fishing today, where would you go? Give me an idea what you'd do.
Well, I wake up out of my house, and I leave my house. And then first thing I go to Port Charlotte Beach. I walk the beach. I see what's going on. And if I come around the bend where the boats come in and I see bait there, I'll stop and I'll fish. Usually there's always fish sitting in the trough between those two areas.
That's a deep trough
right
there.
That's a very deep trough.
When you go right off the point of the beach, past the boat ramps on that point, there's 10, 15 feet of water there, depending on the time of year. I mean, not because of the tide variation, but just because when the water moving, you get the tides go quicker, washes that hole out a little bit more, and then as the tides slow down, it fills it in a little bit. But
definitely,
that's a great trout spot. Now, I go there, if I'm fishing, I put a shrimp on and a split shot. Throw it out in there and just let it drift down. What do you do there?
Well, that's pretty much the same thing I do. If I'm not on top, if I don't see any action going on top, I'll work the bottom with this little one or two split shots and let it drift on by. But usually I would free line, and that's where I get my most strike, because it looks like a shrimp is just floating and not on the bottom. It's floating through, eating, and, you know, just minding its own business and not knowing what's going on. So that fish just looks at that shrimp just floating there in parallel with nothing bothering it, so it just wants to strike it. And that's what I've learned. And as soon as it cruises from the top and it sinks down to the bottom, it usually gets strike right there at the center point. And free line and split shots, they both work the same.
So Rodney's best bet today, Port Charlotte Beach, off the point, nice fish in that hole. Cast up into the current and let the, with no weights, no bobbers, just let that shrimp drift along down through that hole.
Definitely.
And, well, I appreciate it, Rodney.
You're welcome.
I actually think there's the music. Yep, kind of means we're running out of time here on Radio Fishing. And Rodney, it has been great talking to you. Look forward to more interviews with you and the Rodney perspective on fishing. Thanks for being here, Rodney.
Thank you for having me, Frank.
To ease my mind.